Welcome to Ross's Rants, episode 25. We are going to talk about many things, and things that we need to talk about is the election day, and election day, and current events, and how they affect our lives. That is what everybody else expects myself to talk about. As a person through the years that spent his time in the government and work with the government and work countless jobs and countless hours with the government, spent most of my time as my adulthood working with the government. I was a Marine for 4 years. I spent some time working on government contracts. I also spent my time working as a government contractor. Now, most of these, it's going to probably get me in trouble for talking about, but I'm not going to say where I was or how I did it or what job they wanted me to do. This is just me expressing my opinion as an American citizen and as a person that is concerned, aware this country is going. As a person who identifies himself as a libertarian, I vote libertarian. I also address my views as a libertarian. I'm not judging anyone else who votes or decides to choose whatever political party they want to, nor do I care. I think a lot of your views are stupid, but you vote your decision. Today is election day in America. It's a good day for some and a bad day for others. This is something I've been meaning to do for the longest time. I've been wanting to do episode 25. Episode 25 is something I should have did a while ago, but I didn't. Because I was busy with life and I was busy with work. Now I have time. Welcome. It's always good to sound super official when I'm not. I'm just a knuckle dragger. Just making shows to make people laugh and think at the same time. And today's episode on Ross's Rants is a pretty different episode the way I started off. I never started off an episode in that nature. I'm again solo, mainly because it's hard to find people that want to do podcasting in my world. Most of them don't want to talk about it. Most of them just don't want to have a conversation with me about this because they agree with my views or they, just, like I said before, they don't want to talk about it. And that's fine. And I understand it. And here I am making another episode. Mainly because I wanted to talk about a few things that has happened in this fucking hell of a fucking year. It's been a good year, great year, honestly, in my opinion, a really great year, even with laughing at Biden's making his terrible comments and not understanding what the fuck he's going to say. The guy is especially lost, but it's understandable. We voted him in because we didn't want Trump. And then the best part is the people who are election deniers. The ones that believe that they were robbed of the person they want in charge of this country. The guy that pretty much didn't do anything in the sense of, Well, he didn't just do anything. He just did nothing. He sat there and let GOP control who he was because he couldn't listen to... Actually, it's not even listening. He couldn't just fucking get things done. So, in a sense, people voted Democrat. And when the people voted Democrat, well, they voted for Joe Biden, who's a fucking pedophile. I'll say it, and I'll keep saying it. The guy was a pedophile when Obama was in charge. We laughed at it. Society laughed at it. They said that's not true. And then there's enough image and there's enough video. And then, you know, his daughter's fucking diary. Hilarious. Laughable. Pretty minute. No one cared. But he is. Man's a fucking pervert. Doesn't matter. Uncle Joe is a fucking pervert. He is scary in his own ways. He's doing everything that the Democrat Party said that Trump would. Raging wars. Talking shit to our enemies. Making the economy worse. Closing down our infrastructure for a new infrastructure that, personally, I don't see is going to work. Because it's not there yet. And scientifically, it's not there yet. It's not. And it's probably not going to be there for the next 20 years. But we're going to force it on you. And we're going to make you do it. Which has always been the thing that America has never stood for. Is somebody forcing their opinion on them. And making them do what they don't want to do. Even if it's for the right or worse. Forcing stuff on American people is just a terrible decision on somebody's part. But at the same time, he is the president and I have to support him because at the end of the day, I am a libertarian. My candidate will never win because American people don't want a person that's going to have both. They want one side or the other. During this time, we've seen a lot of stuff. We have seen the Roe versus Wade getting overturned. We have seen mass shootings. We have seen violence. We have seen COVID getting overturned from the time that you were taking jobs from the American people and ruining their lives. We have seen it all. During this time period, it's enough to make any person go, wow, this is fucking insane. But we keep going for this hope of democracy. Democracy. Laughable. Because our enemies are laughing at us. They sit here and they laugh. They laugh hard and loud. They know that we have no one here in this country that's going to actually rise up and be a good leader. They know no one in the political world spectrum at all is going to be the one that's going to stand up and stand against tyranny and stand for this nation as a whole. But unfortunately, we're too busy fighting each other. It is a scary world that we live in. I've fought most of it. And as a person that's very open and very willing to listen to anyone that wants to come on this podcast, and I keep saying this, I want other people to come on this podcast and have a conversation with me, but god damn it, people won't because I have intimidating views. And my views are pretty much set on what the founding fathers wanted. in what our founding fathers viewed tyranny. We're paying the highest taxes we have ever paid in years. There's numerous articles that we can actually pull up. Unfortunately, I'm pulling this from my phone so we can question it. And I hope so. I hope people question it. But I'm pretty sure, New York Times posted it and they stated that we are paying the highest taxes that we have paid in years. Why are we paying high taxes? Well, because Democrats want to tax the rich. Well, taxing the rich involves taxing us, right? Am I right, boys? It's fucking hilarious that they are telling us what they're doing. They laughed at us about inflation. Well, why was inflation passed? That's me laughing at it. Inflation was passed because they needed to print off money in from 2018 till now. They wanted to print off the largest amount of money. When you print off the largest amount of money with no backing, what does that make? Inflations. Inflation, the whole time, they were sitting here and they're telling us that inflation is not going to happen. That's not true. Well, it might happen too. Inflation is good, but till now, inflation is a problem and you're the problem. This administration has shown that they don't care about the American people, because I posted an article a tweet what our president said. Our president stated yesterday, he stated, you don't get to accept hundreds of thousands of dollars in the pandemic loans and then attack my administration for helping working folks get some relief. No, you're right, we don't. But you're also defending what Trump did and allowing printing money to bail out his buddies because the GOP controlled during that time and nothing was passed, yada, yada, yada. But you can't say that. As a president of the United States, you cannot say that. You can't just blame the people. You can't criticize the people. The people made the government for the people, by the people. It's pretty fucking simple. The issue of that, from what he said, was evil. It was something diabolical. Honestly, it may be simple. Liberals will criticize it. They will call me a fucking alt-right on this. But it is pretty diabolical to sit here and blame the people for money being printed off. You gave them subsidies checks to help during COVID, and now you're mad that the people blame you for the problems. I mean, honestly, Mr. President, you are in charge. You're the leader of the free world. And that's what everybody keeps saying. Why blame us? You can't blame us when you're spending billions in Ukraine. When there's an article talking about the Inspector General, it says it cannot account for $1.1 billion in taxpayer-funded humanitarian aid provided to Afghanistan since the Taliban took over, claims the U.S. government. The U.S. government agencies are not paying. You can't say it's the people's fault when you're spending money. You're spending money. You're spending money that we don't have. You're taxing us, the highest taxes we have ever paid. Our founding fathers fought for 4%. That's when they said it was enough. We're paying 8 to 12. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane to think that we're paying that much for what? What are we paying for? It's not helping out the economy because we gave money to Ukraine to fight a war that we should not be a part of. The only reason why we're messing with it is because of Ukraine. It's because of the dirty money laundering that the Ukrainian government allows us to do. It's because we hate Russia. Deep down, we hate them. Deep. And I can understand it. The Cold War, we slap each other's pee-pees. We do what we want. They do what they want. It's a superpower that we're just counter to. But the problem is Ukraine and Russia is literally the same country. In a sense, they're cousins. It would be like fighting the North versus the South. Or fighting East versus West. Should we? Should we have our hands in that? Should we fight our cousins? Should we fight our brothers? Not in today's society. Democracy. That's what everybody else wants. Democracy. We talk about democracy. We talk about how the Republicans are going to ruin America. I don't think the Republicans are going to ruin America. I don't think they have the balls to do that. I think Republicans care about their pockets as much as the left does. But the left is more powerful than Republicans. Why is the left more powerful than Republicans? Probably because they fight for social issues in the culture war. The Republicans will never win a culture war. They could never win it. They're Christians. They're Bible thumpers. They care more about their personal gain than they do care about the American people. And then get mad when no one wants to vote them. Why does nobody want to vote Republican? There's a pretty simple answer on that. They don't care. They don't show that they care. If they did care, they would argue on the simple fact that Roe versus Wade wasn't put in place as an amendment. It was arguably an agreeable trait that was passed because it made sense during that time period. It fit the case. So we listen to the Supreme Court justice, but we don't listen to the Supreme Court justice when they bring up any other case. We're like, okay, these are good cases, but it's not there. No, but Roe versus Wade, that's a huge thing. Why? Because women's rights. Women's rights. Women this. Women that. Women have the right to choose. And women do. They do. They do. And I'm not arguing I will never say that a woman don't have the right to choose. I will never say a woman doesn't have the right to make a decision or has an equal right to be a part of society. But we built kitchens the way we did, and their feet should damn well fit under it, and they do. God damn the 1950s. But it's not the point. The point is that Roe versus Wade changed a lot of decisions because, not only did you put the power back into the state hands, you also changed it where you made it where Now these politicians will use Roe versus Wade as a political gain for their advantage. They will not make it where it's versus, like, actually making policies to affect society or the fact that their go green energy is effective, because it's not. New York Times posted out an article that literally stated about European governments dropping their fucking windmill fucking blades into Central Africa that caused pollution and was killing people in 2018. Look it up. The windmill blades are actually causing people to die because of air pollution. So your one choice of changing energy to another one is to pollute one way versus the other. Any normal American will sit here and tell you that we don't trust the government. The other side is a little bit into their ego and mental illness. They listen to what their party goes off of by emotions versus going off of what is a good policy to pass. I can tell you, by the way that they vote, by the way that they act, and how they do things. They're the machine. They want to win. They don't care. And in Star Wars, since a lot of them look up to it, they are the Empire. You're the rebel. They will keep voting for the guy that's going to be the one going with the cause. He's probably more likely to say Hail Hitler than he is going to say fuck that. This is coming from the Infringe Instagram. Dems like Tim Ryan will complain they are being outspent by the right. Meanwhile, every media outlet is shouting their campaign points 24 hours. Jimmy Kimmel's, this is an article that he retweeted. Jimmy Kimmel's wife, Molly, appears during last night's monologue to give a sermon on the need to vote for pro-abortion candidate. Sorry, are you expecting this to be funny? Because it's not going to be funny. Abortion is their main talking point now. Women's rights, yet they don't care. Women are getting around the world, all the way around the world, women are getting mutilated and fucking murdered. But American women are standing fast. If this language looks familiar, that's because it's the exact same media blitz from 2020. This is what also was posted in DM Fringe, talking about the election. And it talks about a key point of these, is how the election was saying that it may be a red mirage. As in, reds are leading the way, but we got mail-in ballots. What is mail-in ballots, honestly? People who couldn't make it to the polls. That's cool. So I did watch the documentary on 2,000 Mules. They got onto the subject of that, the fact that by truththevote.com talked about, there is a lot of people, GPS is pinging them, dropping off many times in alternate locations and random times at mail-in ballot polls. So do we question this, or do we say it's okay, or do we say that I'm a denier? I'm not a denier of election fraud. I'm not a denier of the election and the way it went. Election fraud and tampering and cheating. It's been in part of the polls back when we had slaves, all the way up to when slaves could vote. But did they count? When people question it, the majority don't like it. That's what's going on right now. There's many people there is questioning what's going on in the election. There's many people that's questioning the whole logic of feminism. There's many people are questioning the abortion, and it should be questioned. Everything should be questioned. But I don't think during this time that the election is going the way it should. I think many votes are not going the way they should be going. Where's my proof? That's what people ask. Well, mainstream media is pretty much your proof on how they decide, on who you're going to vote. They tamper with it. They argue the case. Trump is a Nazi. Is Trump a Nazi? No, because Nazis, in my eyes, have always been viewed as evil. Trump wasn't evil. He was ignorant and selfish. Do I think that he wanted fascism? No. He wanted the American way that he grew up on. And a lot of these old men that you keep voting for, you know, the party of diversity and love and tolerance, they want someone to be like them. But they hate when someone goes against them. And it shows every time, that when someone goes against them, they hate it. Trump went against them, they hated it. Trump is a huge figure in the Republican Party right now. Mainly because the Democratic Party cannot get past the Trump deranged syndrome. TDS. They can't get past it because the simple fact is he was a Democrat and he turned on them. Just like Tulsi, they hate it. Because Tulsi is something that's going to be a moderate or a blue dog or a red or a rhino. She's in that middle pack that wants, I would assume, what's best for America, but she's also a globalist. But she's not their globalist. Just like Trump was their globalist until he turned against them. They're a globalist party that wants globalist views. Now look at the country right now. You can't say it's going towards the globe. Because America shouldn't be a part of the global views. Europe spent the last 500 years going to war. America has had a war in like almost 100 to 150 years. I apologize, I'm with my dog right now. Anyways, where was I? So we were talking about the election. Gets better. This is coming from Jesse Kelly. Jesse Kelly DC is also on Twitter. That's his Twitter handler. I love how there are still people on the right who deny cheating when two public capital letters planks of the Democratic Party are, number one, you shouldn't have to show an ID to vote. Number two, you shouldn't have to date the ballot. This is coming from a retweet from breaking, John Fetterman campaigned in suing Pennsylvania election officials to have mail ballots with no date or the incorrect date counted inquirer.com/politics. That's probably because they're going to cheat. They're going to win that election. People can say what they want, but we know they're going to win that election. They're playing their game. It's like Pete Rose betting on the Reds and then saying that he wasn't cheating. He's cheating. This is literally the only time that my dog is actually making a move during the time that I'm doing a podcast. So if you hear him in the background noise, I apologize, but fuck it. It's in my house. So, Pete Rose, hell of a baseball player, will never be in the Hall of Fame because he cheated. I mean, what else is there to say about the Democratic Party? Jen Psaki. Don't freak out. Early alert for tonight, Pennsylvania reports election day results before mail-in ballot results, which will make the early report looking skewed to the R's. Because more Dems vote by mail. More Dems vote by mail. 70% of requested ballots this year were Dems. So hang tight tonight. So you're choosing your own election. That's pretty much what she's just stated. You're choosing your own election. You can't vote by the poll. Mail-in ballots. Democrats seem to vote more by the mail-in ballot. Interesting. Mail-in ballot voting. It would be one of those weird things to think about. Are they cheating? You can't go against them. You can't say that they're cheating. Why would you say they're cheating? You're an election denier. You're a bigot. You're a QAnon. You don't understand. Republicans cheat all the time. But you're openly cheating. You're playing your cards. How would anybody in America feel if I was telling... Like, let's just say I was in charge of America, which I never will be. I can't be. I'm not popular. It's a popularity contest. But how would you feel if I cheat and openly cheated? How would you feel? A person is not popular, ends up cheating. Biden was a basement dweller, won the election. Do I think he won it fair? No. Do I care if he did? No. He doesn't run the show. He's shown it by the way he talks. Come on, corn pop. The guy doesn't have a clue. You seen the tweet that I said earlier. You seen it. A lot of people have. I said it in this episode. It's just interesting talking points, but we can't bring it up questions. The same thing with COVID. What happened with COVID? Oh, yeah, that's right. They said that they were wrong. They said we should forgive them. Should we forgive them? Maybe. Maybe because the American mind is simple. It's not going to remember that. It's not going to remember a lot of things that he did. It's not going to remember Nancy Pelosi and her husband were inside trading the whole time. Or the way that they vote. It's to help out their gains. It's crazy how the beginning of COVID, Nancy and them agreed upon a bill that should be passed that Tesla should be the number one car in the American government. And then a month later, they bought 29,000 Tesla cars or Tesla stocks. And then it got approved. Crazy. Which is more crazy. Actually, it's not more crazy. Do we believe her husband actually got beat by a right-wing extremist? Or marred by his gay lover? I would assume a gay lover because the way Twitter NPCs went on a rampage about how conservatives are being mean. But are conservatives being mean or are they almost hitting the point? Because they've been inside trading the whole time. They have shown that they're going to, like, there's literally a website on Nancy Pelosi's voting for her stocks. I mean, it's just, I mean, okay. Let's get out of this whole fucking journalist fucking talking voice and go into the real factor. Nancy Pelosi voted for fucking a lot of shit that's going to help out her stocks. There's a key saying, you don't go into politics to be a millionaire. She's a multimillionaire. The rumors has it. How true is it? Who knows? I don't know. You don't know. But her husband likes to go to gay bars frequently by himself. It's weird to see two men in their underwear and they have hammers. Which is also weird, they won't release the cameras. But yet he's a right-wing extremist. But they have a countless amount of cameras. And I know other people have talked about this. And they have talked about the fact that, like, you can see people walking up and down the street in your cameras. So, and now their location is blocked out by Google Maps. Interesting. Interesting time that people are so blind to the fact that these politicians don't give a shit about you or I. I mean, this is probably the most serious podcast that I've had. Now, I only have 25 episodes, and I'm pretty sure a majority of them don't have a dog walking back and forth on its hardwood floors. But they do have some serious talking points. Now, what do we do? What do we do as Americans? Nothing. We let this fall. We let this fold. We go into dark times. We let these politicians do whatever the fuck they want. They're going to destroy this country. What we believe in, what everyone else in America believes in. Because we can't do anything. Because if we do, they make it out to be January 6th. Was January 6th bad? No. Could have been worse? Yeah. But was it? No. These are facts. It wasn't. The only person that died was Ashley Babbitt. She was shot by a cop. The same people that the left criticize. But they won't criticize that. No, 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 no. She was on the wrong side. She was a conservative. She's the enemy. She's a white supremacist. Was she a white supremacist? Or was she more an upset voter that realized that her country is falling to the fact of being globalist? I don't know if people still remembers the pussy hat crashing the Capitol building. Or when Trump won the election and they riot all through downtown because they were mad their guy didn't win, which was Hillary, who still writes books on the fact that she didn't win and what she would do. She's still trying to run and nobody likes her. She's actually one of the worst Democrats of them. Nobody likes her. Nobody. Not even many on the Democrats. She tried to run as just a woman and have a weird southern drawl when she didn't have a southern drawl. Remember, she likes her fried chicken with hot sauce. It's just intriguing more than anything to see people voting for these scum. I'm attacking the left more than I am the right because the right doesn't really have a chance to stand. I would attack them, but it's like beating up a retarded child. He ain't gonna fight you. The only thing he's gonna do is smile at you or cry and want money. Democrats are the system and will be the system. They're the machine. You vote for them, you're part of the machine. You don't have a right to be called yourself a rebel or anti-government or against the system or fighting the empire when you're fighting for the machine. You want a machine in charge. It's the govern me harder, daddy. I need you to govern me so hard. I need you to fuck me any way you can. That's what Democrats are. They like the machine. They like the high gas prices because we're going clean energy. We ain't going clean energy. We're just going enough. If it was clean energy, we'd do natural gas and nuclear. Everybody knows that's more efficient than it is going using oil or using fucking green energy. But arguing the case with them is, show me proof, show me this. And then when you do, they cry. Windmills and solar panels are not the answer 100%. You can't go 100% on that. There's too many people. There's too many people. Interesting. I mean, these are just my talking points. I posted this episode on Election Day because I thought it was pretty important to have. You can vote for a party that wants to kill babies, or you can vote for a party that doesn't want to do a goddamn thing. Both of them will fuck you. This is Ross's Rants, episode 25. I really appreciate people who listen to this. Have a good night. I wish you well. And I hope that everyone makes the right decisions in their life. Stay strapped or get clapped.